about.
Nowadays, people forget why fruitcake is a holiday tradition. But you see, what they don't understand is...
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
So now that double December is not a thing, can we do reasonable C-cup Christmas?
I love areola.
Just because someone has two lumps on their chest, it does not mean that they are obligated to show you them online.
No, you're wrong.
You also feel like a bunch of dumbasses.
There's a lot of women in the world. There's only one meat.
I am unable to even. I have lost my ability to even. I am so unable to even. Oh, my God.
And now.
And the answer that I think I always ask, and I'm sure it can't possibly be this simple, is stop it.
Our feature presentation.
There's so much wrong with that.
I mean,
there's so many. I don't even know where to start with that one.
That was a good one.
It's the most confusing thing I've ever said.
What is the answer that you've always asked?
Do you have that again? Could you play it again? And the answer that I think I always ask, and I'm sure it can't possibly be this simple, is stop it.
Let's diagram that, shall we?
I don't think
you can. I'm saying.
What do you think is going on there, Kevin?
Oh, please. Like, I know.
What do you think you were trying to say? You've had
Kevin.
You've had a few years to think about it, ponder your actions. What do you
really
think you were trying to say?
I spend a lot of time thinking about stuff like that.
I remember when you asked it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes.
Who was it?
It was a woman in here talking about OCD.
Okay.
And you were trying to say, I just want to say, can they stop it? But instead of saying the question I ask, you said the answer I ask, and then I think you got all caught up in your brain part.
Right.
So just said stop it.
Could have just said,
can't they stop it?
Can't they stop it?
I could have said that.
Instead, would've been more you effective. Said, play it again.
Sweet. Now, and the answer that I think I always ask, and I'm sure it can't possibly be this simple, is stop it.
I mean, at least you knew ahead of time that it was a dumb thing to say because it couldn't. It's not that simple. And you knew that before you asked the question.
Right.
You can't just stop it.
Thank you, Bean, I think.
So
why are you mad at Kevin now?
Right? No, I'm not. I'm
take it down a notch, man. We just started.
Fascinated with the thought process behind it. That's all.
I love it.
Magic.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's a good way to start the show today.
Yeah. It's Thursday morning, the 1st of December, by the way. How about that? December 1st.
Yes, it is. Hey, can I get a little bit of that reverb, please? I got a thing I need to say here.
Sure.
It's time for a story about... No, not yet. Wait till I set it up and then the pause.
How am I supposed to know? The pause, okay.
It's time for a story about the worst people in the world. Again, those of you just joining us, it's the worst... the worst people...
Give me a countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Well, that's
just 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. The worst people in the world.
See?
Yeah, but it's not. It. It doesn't flow. It's not seamless. If I got to do it, put a 3, 2, 1 in the middle of the sentence. No, not now. Wait. All right. No more.
Okay.
This is the story of a 2-year-old German Shepherd mix. Her name is Princess, and she jumped the fence at her home and ended up being found on the street and at the Downey Animal Care Center is where they put her. Which is what you do. She was in the... No? I'll let you know. When you hear the countdown, then you can do the... So she escapes from her yard. She gets picked up. She gets taken to the Downey Animal Care Center. She's there at the shelter for several days. Princess is being asked to participate in a dog introduction, something the shelter does to show how new dogs can get along with other dogs, when suddenly she gets very excited. A woman... No? Again, I'll let you know.
Kevin, I think he's saying not to...
Oh, not now?
Yeah, not now.
Desi Lara, who works there, she's from Whittier. She's a volunteer at the Downey Animal Care Shelter, did an interview where she said, so here's what we do. We put all the dogs out and we see how they get along with other dogs. So they're there doing that exercise and all of a sudden, little Princess gets very excited. She lit up like a Christmas tree. Desi said. Mm-hmm. Laura was intrigued as to what was causing this reaction from Princess. She went over to investigate the situation, only to discover that the dog's owners had just walked into the shelter. Oh. I didn't know they were her people. I just saw she was so excited. Laura assumed the owners were there to reclaim their dog, but soon discovered that they were at the shelter instead to look for another dog.
What?
They walked right past Princess, a dog they no longer wanted, and they were there to adopt a different dog. And that's why these people are the 3-2-1 worst people in the world.
F these people so hard.
Wow, give them nothing.
And make sure every shelter has their name and their picture. They are not to adopt another animal ever.
Ever, right? Look, here's the thing about pets is they are a lifetime commitment, kids. You don't just get rid of them when they're not fun anymore. And wait till you hear the backstory. Now, the owners would not give their names to the woman interviewed in the story, the woman who originally put the Facebook post up about it. They weren't there to reclaim their dog. They were there at the shelter to find another dog. Once I found out they weren't taking her, my heart broke. The owners told Laura that they didn't want Princess because after Princess's father had died, who was another family pet, Princess was no longer a happy dog, and she cried a lot.
Oh.
Wow. So they had no interest at that point in having her around because she wasn't fun anymore, you guys.
Because her dad just died.
Because her dad just died.
Maybe cuddle Princess a little bit.
Right.
Maybe give her some love. I hate these people and I want Princess. Bring her to me now.
Well, the good news is that Princess has been is up for adoption right now.
Oh.
And there's no question in a million years that Princess is going to have a house. I mean, look, she's an adorable 2-year-old German Shepherd mix.
Oh.
And she just looks like the sweetest little dog in the world. She has been – no? She has been renamed, by the way. And I don't know anything – is it tough for a 2-year-old dog to learn a new name? I would think that once the dog's name is Princess, the dog's name is Princess, right?
I mean, all I know is if she starts whining about her new name.
Right.
Right?
Out.
Out.
Well, she's been renamed. She's been renamed Zuzu, by the way, after the little girl in It's a Wonderful Life, because the shelter is planning on giving her a wonderful life.
Oh.
So it doesn't say here, and I've read numerous articles on this story, which just blew up on Facebook yesterday. It doesn't say here whether the bad people did adopt another dog, but I certainly
hope once
somebody at the center realized what their deal was, I hope she said, no dog for you.
No
right?
dog, no cat, no animal ever. And like I said, circulate that to the other shelters. A lot of them work with each other. Kevin, I swear
again,
to
we
God.
Don't need any of that reverb right there. But I mean, I almost wouldn't click on this story when I saw the headline because these are the kind of stories that give me nightmares and make me so sad. But what's going on in Princess's mind when she's at a shelter, she's in this unfamiliar place for a few days, she's been away from home, and her people show up? How happy is she?
That is so sad.
And they just walk on by because they're the 3-2-1 worst people.
It's pretty quick.
I mean,
it's pretty quick, Kevin, though.
Worst people. Okay. They're the worst people. You're the worst person in the world.
I'm the worst person in the world.
All right, something we can all agree on.
How do we feel like that's going? Yeah, that's terrible. That's a terrible story.
It really is. Thanks, Bean.
Way to bum this out.
But Princess is going to find a new home. She's going to be happy forever then, and hopefully the other people got in a car crash and died on the way home from the shelter.
What if the next home she goes to...
Don't say something bad now.
No, I'm not. I'm going to say, what if she gets a whole new name, and then that's like 3 names in a week? That's too much.
Very confusing
for
a dog.
It.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a question I always ask. Answer I always
Let's talk about today's Kevin Abbey Show, shall we?
Come on, guys. Make it happen.
Brand new internet roundup. Very excited about that. We have Jim Rome talking sports like we do on Thursdays. We have Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays. We're going to talk about office Christmas party hookups and how that goes. So that's coming up this morning as well.
when's the K-Rock party, Allie?
Oh, we're not happy. Christmas is canceled.
Oh, all right.
And we also have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas and the Bud Light backstage passes that we're going to give away to you as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Dip, dip.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Best part of that song.
Dip, dip.
Right.
Hey, it's Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. The Bip Bip's brought to you by our good friend Ralph Garman, who steps in for our very first look at the Showbiz Beat on a new show. What's going on, man?
The Bip Bip.
Dip,
it's
dip.
Dip, dip.
It's dip, dip.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Come on, man.
I just heard dip, dip.
Get it together, for God's sakes, man.
Okay. Dip, dip. Come on, it's way different than bip, bip.
That's close.
Not.
Okay.
Worlds apart.
I'll go lay down.
All right.
All right, good.
On your cold blanket.
Kanye West. Hey, how come I got no cameras? Hey, what's on over here? This is all bad.
There was a weird sound earlier, Ralph, over there.
This is all... What is this, Chip? What is this?
It's not my side.
What is this thing you did to me with all this badness that you created?
As we were sitting here earlier,
yeah?
A noise went...
And then you guys.
And it sounded like.
And then you guys did nothing?
No, Chip went over, checked okay. it, right. and we were like, what the heck?
Took a dump on my machine and walked away from it?
It looked fine.
It doesn't. Didn't look fine.
Okay.
Looked way wrong.
Trying to stick up for Chip. I won't do that again.
Does it work now?
Let's see. Nope.
No.
Huh. Oh, there we go. Who was that on? Was that you?
Not me.
That wasn't you.
No.
So you're saying that wasn't you?
Right.
All
right.
Today's so celebrity rare. Birthday.
It's so rare.
This was a failure of a show business. We'll do better next hour. Oh,
it starts at 6, so we'll...
Yeah, we don't go live till 6. We're fine.
All work right, this out.
This is a good rehearsal then. Bad dress rehearsal, good performance. That's what they used to tell me in the theater.
Sure.
Back when I trod the boards. Hey, Kanye West. He's out. He's released from the UCLA Medical Center late yesterday afternoon.
Did he break out or...
No, apparently let him go. He was released.
All right.
They could not put up with his BS anymore, they said, at UCLA Medical Center. They said, ugh, enough with this guy. Go home, loony pants, I believe is what they actually said.
Really?
Yeah, which I think is cruel.
Because, baby, I'm awesome, also. I'm also awesome, y'all know.
Kanye reportedly may have been pushed over the edge by some marital problems, according to sources.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently he was doing a lot of fighting with his wife, Kim Kardashian, regarding her feeling he did not support her, that she wanted a break. And she felt ever since she had been robbed in Paris that he had been not supporting her the way she needed. So he responded by staying up all night, drawing, sketching, and doing push-ups, or simply ranting to the walls.
Wow.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah.
I think we're in good shape there, right? Glad they let him out. Here's the thing. If you are pushing a shopping cart down the street, and you say, well, I'm a god, that's who I think I am, I just told you who I think I am.
Yeah.
And then you do it on stage, and they give you a lot of money, there's a disconnect there. There's a flaw in the system, right?
It's very confusing, I would imagine.
We should have known a long time ago this guy was badass crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw that other report.
Never work.
Yesterday, maybe late the day before, where he was talking about how he wanted them to bring in recording equipment so he could start making a record from his bed.
Yeah.
In the hospital?
In the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we're crossing over into a Howard Hughes territory. Remember the story of Howard Hughes, legendary billionaire, aerospace genius, mm-hmm. Howard Hughes? He had, towards the end of his sanity, would, stay in one room and collect all his urine in jars.
Oh!
Is that not good?
And not want to leave, and he would have all his work brought into him, regardless of where he was, so that he could develop his next motion picture project or design his next plane.
While he walked around with Kleenex boxes on his feet for shoes.
Right, use those for slippers.
Well, we'll do that.
Well, because that's ridiculous. That's just recycling. That's just caring about the planet.
Right.
I'm just saying. We got to keep an eye out.
Sure.
Oh, Bean, you must be so bummed.
What's going on?
They have just cast someone else to play the Unabomber on television. I knew that was always your dream role.
That was made for me.
I know.
Living in a hut in Montana with just a typewriter?
Just pounding out strongly worded letters left and right?
That sounds like the perfect life.
Just being a surly loner who just were correcting other people and their mistakes?
Literally, the only people the Unabomber ever saw were the people at the post office when he would walk down to send his strongly worded letters.
Strongly worded letters at the post office.
Well, I would have been perfect for that role.
Right?
Yeah, correct.
You must be furious. It was a role you were born to play.
Who'd they give it to?
Oh, stupid Paul Bettany with his great acting and stuff.
Right.
His good looks.
Good. Well, I don't think you need to be really good looking to play Ted Kaczynski.
I'm saying there's a difference, though, between he and me.
Yeah. don't know. You slap a bean, you slap a hoodie on Bean, and some aviators. It's pretty much a slam dunk. That's a resemblance right there.
So a theatrical motion picture.
TV series, Bean.
Oh, wow.
The Discovery Channel is putting together a series about Ted Kaczynski.
A series?
Yes.
I don't think we need that.
Well, Allie, I'll have you know, he avoided authorities for, I don't know, decades. Bean, you would know his story better than I.
Yeah, I think it was a long time. 20 years or something.
Open up a blog.
So we'll just see him getting older at the computer or at the typewriter?
What's wrong with you? It is this story. He had a lot going on.
It was him alone in a house writing letters.
Yeah.
So it's just him typing for a half hour?
But what about while the FBI was trying to hunt him down?
And there's the
and
what
how
happened
about
on
his
the
bombs.
Yeah, on the other
how about
side
the
of
bombs?
Those letters, the bombs.
Bombing!
Insane.
That's pretty exciting.
I mean, how like a whole series or like a 5 episode series?
I'm going to armbar you in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
So Unabomber, if I remember correctly, Ralph,
have to search your mind. Like, you know, these facts at your fingertips.
Please. Wasn't that a name the media came up with because he targeted universities? That was the UN, and then A was like airports or something. He sent bombs to airports. Wasn't that what it was? He like had something against those facilities for some reason?
You got me, son.
Okay.
I'm really...
How are we supposed to know that?
Well, it was in the news.
Well.
Right, but...
Anyway, Paul Bettany will play the evil dude in a series called Manifesto, which will focus on the FBI's search to find him. It's Bettany's first major TV series, and it will debut sometime, next year, so you got that to look forward to.
I'll watch that.
I bet you will.
Huh?
In your hoodie and with your aviators on, your Unabomber lunchbox. And while we're talking about TV series, Jamie Foxx is reportedly working on a series about soul singer Marvin Gaye. Oh, Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye.
He had a fascinating life.
He did, and was a very, very talented singer, obviously, and songwriter with the Motown days. Was sort of the golden boy of Motown, and then sort of chucked it all and became very politically aware and active towards the end of his career. And then, of course, sadly, was killed by his own dad, right, Pete?
That's correct, yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's bad news. Anyway, Jamie Foxx will be the executive producer of the series, and it already has the blessing of Marvin Gaye's son, Marvin Gaye III. So you'll be seeing that sometime next year as well.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays... Singer for 21 Pilots, Tyler Joseph is 28 years old today, as is actress Zoe Kravitz. Singer Vance Joy turns 29. Singer Janelle Monáe is 31. The Antford vocalist Yolande Rissa is 32 today. You will like it or not. We don't care. Linkin Park guitarist Brad Delson's 39. Our good pal Sarah Silverman celebrates her 46th birthday today. Kevin's favorite singer of all time, Bette Midler, is 71 years old today. You know, to see Bette Midler right now on Broadway in the musical Hello Dolly, Gypsy, cost you more than it would for a ticket at Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah. It's between the $500 and $600 range at the base price for a ticket.
Wow.
Right?
No.
Right.
No.
That's what I'm saying. No.
No.
And the Woodman, director Woody Allen, is 81 years old today. Unbelievable. I can't believe I lasted to 81. I would have married much younger had I known. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm in a little bit of a quandary, guys. First of all, you know, this is Bean speaking. I am the healthiest man alive.
Sure.
We've all established that, right? Mm-hmm. And second of all, I plan to live to be at least 100. I've talked about that.
Sure.
Now, can I get there without doing any exercise? Because so far I have. Am I going to be able to? Is it necessary to do the exercise thing if you want to live a long, long, long healthy life? What do you guys think?
I don't know, because sometimes it's genetics, but I think for you, perhaps, maybe you need to exercise.
Yeah, maybe,
really?
Maybe walk around the block every now and then. Start slow. Yeah.
Well, you know, there are always trends. There are always things that people do. And for a while, you know, water aerobics will be the hottest thing in the world. And then everybody will be like, no, let's go over here and do CrossFit. I mean, a lot of times you just look for that hook that's going to get you into exercising. You weren't into it before, but now that you're doing this, all of a sudden it's fun. And here's the next big thing, you guys. Naked exercise. Naked exercise.
Is naked yoga?
There's That's naked correct. Swimming clubs.
Yep.
There's naked bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes.
With other people.
Yes.
Yes.
Naked gym classes. Because I'm fine if you're in your home doing yoga.
Right.
I don't.
Nope.
Oh.
No, this is a class.
Oh,
this
wow.
This is a thing. Yep, yeah, there's a thing. Naked gym classes all gaining in popularity with suggested benefits, including increased self-esteem, and body positivity. So we wanted to find out more about this growing trend and find out maybe if it's right for us. We asked Dave to get us somebody from Naked Sweat, very popular gym. Kenny Waller is on the line with us right now. Hello, Mr. Waller. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Doing fine. So this article is correct. Naked exercise is a growing fitness trend.
Absolutely. It's absolutely growing. And it's you know, the way nature intended for us to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first athletes, I'll have you know, the ancient Greeks, they not only trained completely in the nude, but also competed in the nude as well.
Right.
In fact, the word gym is actually shortened from the Greek word gymnasion, which means school for naked exercise.
Now, is that true or is that something you made up?
It is absolutely true.
Huh.
Wow, okay.
The ancient Greeks would exercise fully in the nude
right.
with just a flask full of oil to grease up with.
Oh,
well,
okay.
All right. Made for slippery wrestling.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Uh-huh.
Which led to, you know, butt stuff.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, Kenny,
what,
because
butt stuff?
No, yes. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up because
look,
I think
that's not my thing, man.
I'm not saying it is.
I'm an owner operator of Naked Sweat.
Right. But here's what I'm saying is a lot of people confuse perhaps nakedness with sexuality. The classes that you have there at your gym, it's not a big orgy or anything like that. People are just there to get their fitness on. It's not
get
about
over, like get over it, everybody, with nakedness having to be sexual.
Right.
Uh-huh. Can we just please grow up?
All right.
Grow up at AF. All right?
Okay.
Let's
all right.
Just realize that the human body is amazing for what it is, and not everything has to be sexually related when it comes to nudity. Sometimes it's about nature and
okay.
about the way the human body really is, okay?
But all to right. some people.
Hi, Christine. How you doing? With one of my constructors, Christine.
Yeah.
Well, what was that noise?
I pulled a hammy.
Oh, that wasn't your
saying
hammy.
Hi, Christine?
That's what I call my penis.
Okay.
My hammy.
Got it.
Look, sometimes you get inadvertent boner.
Sure.
You can't help it. We're just human.
Right.
Sure.
But at the same time, you need to recognize that is a temporary situation and, you know, not a big deal overall.
Okay.
Okay.
Like when
right.
I do naked yoga, which we also offer here at Naked Sweat.
Right.
Sometimes you're in positions, you know, that is unique
yeah.
to be in a social situation and also be without clothing.
Yeah. Right.
Like downward dog.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to be in the front of the class for downward dog.
I think so,
I would
too.
Think so, right.
You don't really want to see that.
Hi, Steve. How's it going?
Oh.
Oh.
One of our clients.
Huh? Steve.
Yeah, Steve's good looking.
Yeah.
So you need to recognize that it's not about sex. It's about health.
Right.
It's about taking care of your body. It's about letting all your inhibitions go.
Right.
You need to know that you need to be comfortable in your skin. You will find amazing confidence comes with being naked.
Are 100% of the people there on the same page with that?
100% are, for sure.
Okay.
You don't come to Naked Sweat if you're not comfortable in your own body and recognize that there's power in nudity.
Okay.
You know, you'd be surprised. When you lift weights, you find you can lift about 8% higher weight nude than you can when you're restricted with clothing and your energy is kept in by artificial fibers.
That is a surprising wow. statistic, I think.
Is that science?
It is science.
Okay.
It's nude
mm-hmm.
science is what it is. It's okay. naked science.
Right.
Before, I couldn't lift a kettlebell this heavy before.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can do with ease because of my nudity. And I
hello?
Okay. Maybe it's not the best idea to train naked. Maybe you want to, like, put a cup on or something. Oh.
It's a good tip. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Our weekly visit with Dr. Drew Pinsky coming up next hour here on K-Rock. Jim Rome talks sports at 8 o'clock, and we also have another way for you to win your tickets, this time for night number, let's say one, right? Maybe it's two. I don't know. Great night. Is it the second one?
It's in fact two.
Yes. Night number two, December 11th at the Forum of the Sold Out K-Rock Almost Acoustic. Look, I had a 50-50 chance.
Right, but
I just thought I would just go with
it. If you're going to say, coming up, we have tickets too, maybe glance at the paperwork.
Go ahead and put it in some research, maybe.
Just 1 second.
Yeah, it's too late to stop winging it on this show. Come on. All right, 6:53. Ralph is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Well, you know, we talked about that Leah Remini show, Scientology in the Aftermath, on A&E, debuted on Tuesday night. Big numbers for basic cable, at least. 2.1 million viewers tuned in.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of people want to know, what's up with that when it comes to Scientology?
How enforceable is that billion-year contract that you have to sign with the church?
I think it's binding.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, for the next billion years.
That's a tough out there.
You're in. But you get to renew at the end of it, so you got the option, which is nice.
That is
nice. There's a little security that comes with that.
Sure.
You know? No, and look, if I want to re-up for another billion, I have that option at the end of the contract. Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in the news. He's on the cover of the latest issue of Sports Illustrated magazine. And he talks about his time playing football before he became a star of wrestling and then the silver screen. He said he wasn't quite as cool and calm back as a football player as he is today. When he was at the University of Miami, for example, he was frustrated by the team's struggles, and he lashed out at his teammate, Kevin Patrick, who then heckled him back, and that's when he decided to try to rip Kevin Patrick's tongue out of his mouth.
Oh my gosh, no.
Here's the quote. Me and Kevin were in a coach's office. He was talking S as always, but this time I just lost it. It was like a movie fight. The desk got turned over. Stuff was flying all over the place. We spilled out into the weight room floor, still going at it. He wouldn't stop talking, so I decided to pull his tongue out. I stuffed my big old hand into his mouth, and I had a couple of fingers around his tongue, but it was so damn slippery.
Oh, God.
I was quite serious about pulling it out, but I just couldn't quite get a hold of it. After I gave up, the fight ended, and 2 minutes later, we were hugging each other. It was so dumb. You know, once you get your hand inside a man's mouth, the hugging just follows,
sure.
I've always found.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Rock needs to go to that naked exercise class we were talking
that
about.
That sounded good, that place. I want to check that out. Speaking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sexiest man alive,
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Highest paid movie star in the world,
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You can see him, you can hear him on the big screen in Moana, new smash hit movie that's out from Disney. And you know who did the music for Moana?
That was Lin-Manuel Miranda, right?
It was, in fact, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Huh.
Best known, of course, for his smash hit musical, Hamilton. Well, the two guys hit it off so well, they decided to collaborate on another little project. It's a fake Broadway show called Millennials the Musical.
Okay.
And you can find the 15-minute long presentation on YouTube. The two collaborated with some comic ideas and with Lin-Manuel doing the music for it. It is so good you say, okay, someone needs to do this. Because it's a complete parody of millennials and their neediness and their self-absorption and their fixation on the phone. The story is about Crystal. She's a 22-year-old who lives in Brooklyn who works for a startup, and she is obsessed with all things millennial, Instagramming and artisanal shampoos and just what have you. And the crisis of the musical, the whole thing, the crux of the whole entire project is she loses her phone, which sends her into a spin for the next 2 hours of Broadway magic. Here's a little taste of the music from Millennials the Musical.
I took my Xanax, now I feel like myself. My Bumble date tonight, he's sexy as hell. He's even hotter than the guy who takes my soul cycle class on Wednesday night. Love my millennial life. I really need to text Ashley about that. Plus, I haven't checked my Insta in like 17 minutes. Where's my phone? Where did it go? It's gone!
Dun, dun, dun! Spent the rest of the musical looking for you.
If you ever find yourself saying the words, I haven't checked my Insta in like 17 minutes.
I don't want to lose followers.
Right?
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 We call it Graham.
Damn.
Oh, sorry.
While we're talking about money, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson is, as being mentioned, their highest paid actor in the world. Forbes magazine. Shocking to know they've released a list of people's annual salaries. This time it's the highest paid musicians for 2016. Highest paid musicians. Musicians. Any guesses? You want to play the game?
Well, it's, I mean, these days it's always Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, $170 million this year.
Wow! Just this year.
Just this year.
Wow.
The boy band One Direction came in second with $110 million they made as a group. But there's like four of them, right?
Yeah, that's not fair.
It's nothing. You break that up four ways after taxes?
Take out taxes?
Not even worth it.
Right. Well, they should all quit. Any other guesses about who made the most money?
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin did not make the top 10 this year.
Adele does he?
Well, Adele. Adele is third. Adele. With $80.5 million is what she made this year.
Better than Ezra.
No, they just were just outside the top 10.
Flavor Flav.
Again, somewhere outside the top 10.
Eagle Eye Cherry?
No. Madonna came in fourth.
Really?
With $76.5 million.
Huh.
And then Rihanna tops out the top, rounds out rather the top five with $75 million.
Biggie Smalls is the illest?
No, Biggie did not make it.
Professor Pippy P. Poopy Pants.
Let me think. Now, the professor, although he had a very lucrative year, did not make the top 10.
Is he a pig?
No, not a musician.
Mm. Ariana Grande?
She's not on the list, but that's a good guess. I think you're going to be surprised by some of the names on this list.
How about Steve!
How about the Rolling Stones at number seven?
Yeah, makes sense.
Bruce Springsteen at number eight.
Hmm.
The Weeknd at number nine.
Really?
Joe Millionaire.
And Justin Bieber is 10th on the list.
Huh.
It's good to know that he's not making as much money as other people. It's six. Number six is the one that really threw me. Six knocked me for a loop. Six put me on my heels.
Okay.
Six made me woozy when I saw number six. Who do you think made that was the sixth highest paid? It's a band. I'll give you a hint. It's a band. It's not a single musician. It's a band.
Limp Bizkit.
No, that would knock you on your heels, wouldn't it?
Now, is this more in the classic rock vein like the Stones and Springsteen?
It is
newer band.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for helping us narrow it down.
Is it Bon Jovi?
It is not Bon Jovi. Hmm. When I tell you who it is, you're gonna go, what?
Is it? No, they didn't do enough shows. Everclear.
No. AC/DC.
Whoa. Wow.
Well, they did do a stadium tour.
See, I told you. I told you you were going to feel that way when I told you. I knew that would be a reaction. I predicted this. I said this moments ago. This is what was going to happen once I told you who it was. See? I told you.
Space
breath control like Pavarotti.
That is an old timer, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Crowd went crazy. Today's celebrity birthday.
You're a genius.
Right? Yeah.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Stand up and applaud.
Thanks a lot.
This one is top of the charts.
Right, thanks.
That is exquisite.
That
is orgasmic.
Much
Mozart-like. It's just pure perfection. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All the chemicals are bubbling. And all the equation comes out right in the end.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthday is director Woody Allen's 81, singer Bette Midler, 71, Brad Delson, guitarist for Linkin Park, 39, Sarah Silverman's 46, Yolandi from De Antwoord, 32 years old today. Janelle Monáe's 31. Vance Joyce, 29. And Zoe Kravitz and Tyler Joseph of 21 Pilots both celebrate 28 years today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All this week, we've been giving away tickets to Office Christmas Party, a special screening at the Village Theater on December the 7th. The movie opens everywhere on December the 9th. And I don't know if you've seen the trailers for this movie, but it looks so funny.
It does look good.
And so many pretty people in it. I mean, Jennifer Aniston, Kate McKinnon, Olivia Munn. For the ladies, you got your T.J. Miller, your Jason Bateman. An Office Christmas Party. Tell me there's any possibility some of those people are not going to be hooking up for the first time.
For sure.
Right? Because you got pretty people in the office you got your eye on all year long. Mm-hmm. Boom, holiday Christmas party. Everybody's loosening up a little bit.
Right.
Get a few drinks in you.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you make that move.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Allie.
Bonetown. Right. Now, Allie, you're an attractive woman who has been working in the business for a long time. Has this happened to you where somebody has gotten their alcohol courage up enough to approach you at a Christmas party where maybe they wouldn't have thought about it in just in August when they see you in the office?
No. That's real sad. But I have witnessed it go down.
Oh, you have?
And
oh, yes.
You know there's always a few in the office that you kind of keep your eye on at the
right.
Christmas party because mm-hmm. you're just watching them drink and you're like, next drink, it is happening.
Right.
Right.
And it's a fun thing to watch.
It is fun.
For sure.
It is one of those things where you have to act a certain way at the office, mm-hmm. but then the party is completely different. But you know these people really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you add alcohol.
Yeah.
And then you add Bone Town.
And you add the holidays, and you add, especially if you're a single person, you know, you start to feel a little bit like, hey, wouldn't it be great if I could have someone for the holidays or maybe just have someone for tonight? And, yeah, you're right. You develop a little bit of courage there that you wouldn't ordinarily. So we thought it might be fun to hear from you, the Kevin and Bean listener, about your office party hookups. All right?
And how'd that work out?
How did it happen? What's the backstory? How did it happen that night? And then what was the fallout afterwards? Because you know what? The office Christmas party may happen on a Friday, and it's the best idea in the world. But when y'all show up for work on Monday, how's it look now?
Yeah. Beam, were you at a office Christmas party with the conference room table?
If I know what you're referring to, no.
Okay.
No, that was just
someone hump a table.
That
no,
was just
no.
a,
what
that might have just been a twofer.
That was Bean.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that needs to be
at a radio station.
A thing,
okay,
but on the conference room table.
My point is,
with
we're talking about
someone?
Yes.
We're talking about office Christmas parties. Is my
yes?
Are you serious?
Yes,
Bean.
Look,
come on,
come on,
come.
That
on.
Was Allie's point.
Right, but. You left the party, went into a conference
no,
room,
there was
and boned
no, no, there
on the
was,
table?
No, not at all. There was no party. That's what I was
asking.
This is just
that's
a Tuesday?
And that, no, I said it was a twosome. It was a twosome. That's what I'm saying, Kevin. Is this that's irrelevant to this. That's just, you know, doing
that's
it at work.
That's just the way you live.
That's just doing it at work. It has nothing to do with an office Christmas party. Cloud up the waters here.
Right? Isn't that shocking?
We want people
I cannot believe this.
To give us a call. If you've ever hooked up at an office Christmas party, we want to hear your story. 1-800-520-1067. And you know what we'll do is because people are going to be calling on this topic, sounds like just the kind of people who would enjoy seeing this movie ahead of everybody else. So you'll get tickets to see it at the Village Theater on December 7th. The movie opens everywhere on December 9th.
All right. So office party hookups, that's what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
All right, let's jump right into it. In honor of the new film called Office Christmas Party, which we are also giving away tickets to right now, opening everywhere December the 9th, we are taking your tales of hooking up at the Office Christmas Party. Tis the season. Some of our listeners, in the next 2 weeks, are going to have sex with somebody at work. They don't even know it yet, but it's going to happen. Let's find out how that worked out for our man Alex. He's up first in Anaheim on line one, please. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Office party hookups.
Yeah, so this was a while back actually, and it was the receptionist.
All right.
So, yeah, I work for a construction company, and our holiday parties are usually pretty wild,
right?
Drunken debaucherous. So, we both had a few too many Coronas, and I at that time I lived down the street from the office, so I invited her to come over and sleep it off. Quote,
right.
Quote. And you know,
nice.
After that.
Nice
now, had you guys been kind of giving each other the eye at work up till that point, or did it completely just develop out of nowhere?
Completely developed out of nowhere.
Wow.
I mean, she was the hottest girl in the office. I was the hottest guy in
the
office.
She was the only girl in the office, right? It's a construction company.
There was a few.
Okay.
and so it seemed like bound to happen. You know, the two hottest people hooking up. So
wow, Alex, you're humble, too.
You're really referring to yourself as hot a lot.
It's weird.
Got everything going for her. She was just really lucky to be with you, I guess, Alex, is what we're saying.
Exactly.
What a
mistake. She got a good long nap that night.
What a mistake she made.
Right. And so how was it back at work on Monday?
You know what? It was perfectly normal. Perfectly fine. We both said, hey, we had too much to drink. You know, it was fun.
Right.
But, hey, that was that.
You stay hot. She said, you stay hot.
Right. But you're still great looking, though, right, Alex?
Still, yes.
Okay. Thank you for the call, sir.
You don't get that every day.
Let's try Steve in Long Beach up next on line two. Let's see how good looking Steve is.
Hey, Steve.
Hello. Guys,
hi.
How you doing?
Are you the best-looking person in the office?
I would say not.
Okay.
Probably the second best.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
We'll accept that.
So, office Christmas party. What ended up happening?
Well, every year we have an office party, usually at the yard house. And a couple of years back, we had a little party at the yard house, and a lot of people were drinking, and you know how
right.
that goes.
Somebody had sex with shots, this guy.
Right.
Shots.
Right.
So we ended up carrying the party back to my house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so go to my house, and we're drinking, and one of the receptionists was there, and she asked me where the restroom was. And I told her, let me show you. Show her the restroom. So a couple of minutes later, she's yelling my name. She says, Steve. So I go over there. She goes, where's the toilet paper? I go, it's right there. So she goes, I can't find it. So I go in there, and she's fucking naked. She goes, come here.
Whoa, hold on a second. Here. So she calls you into the bathroom, and she's naked.
And then she says, hit it, Steve.
Yes, exactly. She's like, I go, what are you talking about? The toilet paper's right there. So she's like,
Why are you still talking at this point?
I can't take Steve for another minute. I just can't. Thank you for the call. You're the best.
Okay. Let's try Lizette. She is in Burbank.
Why are women having sex with any of these guys?
That's a great question, Kevin.
What's happening?
Lizette, she's on line 3 if you want to go to her.
Yeah.
Hello.
We apologize for all the what you've had to hear while you've been on hold. That's not representative
okay, no
of
problem.
All men. Okay.
No problem.
All right. What's your party? Tell us your story.
All right. So I work for a manufacturer office and company, and I worked in the import section, and we had this chief financial officer who was always flirting with the girls. So we had this big party, office party, and you know, I got a little tipsy, and the more you drink, the more your legs open. So I end up making out.
You know that whole
it's science.
The more you drink, the more your legs open.
George Washington said that first.
I believe he did.
So I end up making out with him, and then we end up having sex in his car. And so the next day when we get to work, you know, he's like all in love with me. And he ends up proposing to me.
We
end up moving in together.
Let me ask you a question. How long was it between you hooking up and him asking to marry you?
A month.
It was a month.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
He was 27 years older than me.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Why couldn't he have just left well enough alone and just hit you at the party and then moved on?
Because I was that good.
Okay.
No lack of confidence, I'll tell you that.
So
right
it ended up being an okay relationship then. It ended up turning into something beyond just a one night.
Well, yeah, sort of. And I was ashamed. You know, I was 27, he was 49, but I tried to kind of, you know, whatever. And then we moved in together. And one day I noticed he was being mean to my cat. So
is that
I broke
a euphemism or
no
literal cat?
No, my
okay.
real cat.
Okay,
my real cat. And
well, we don't need the synopsis of the whole rest of your life together. I think we got the gist of the party. But thank you for the call. We appreciate this.
Okay, broke up.
It's a weird segment, you guys.
Man, oh man!
Amazing.
All right, we're at that point in
everybody is freaking crazy.
One more call.
Okay, but we could regret this.
Yes, no. I've regretted all 3 of them.
I like it.
Let's try Nina in Riverside and see what's up with her.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, good morning. So I work at a hospital. I'm a medical assistant. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of orthopedic doctors that are really good looking.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So the first time it happened at one of their graduation parties. So we go to the graduation party, head over to downtown, go bar hopping. One of the doctors takes me home because I'm way too drunk, and we end up hooking up. So about a year later, we end up hooking up again at his Halloween party.
Okay.
All right.
And he it was just pretty awkward at first.
So you have no relationship whatsoever outside of a professional one except for the night of those 2 parties?
Yes.
That's kind of random. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Like, I mean, at first I was like, did that just happen? Did I hook up with a doctor? And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to brush it off. We went back to work, like, the next day after both incidents. We're like, hey, how are you? Okay.
Priscilla, you doing good? Yeah, you too.
And okay. You just sort of ignored it for the rest of the time until Halloween.
Until the next party.
The next holiday. Sure.
What night is your party this month,
right?
It's actually this Friday.
There you go.
Right. Oh, Nina.
Right? Have a great weekend.
USA! USA! USA!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:36.
Did that end off the abruptly?
I mean,
well,
did you
cut
off the end of that song, Kevin?
I didn't cut it off. It just pretty much stopped.
I see.
So...
That's not operator error?
No, I mean, there's a countdown clock that tells me when it's going to end.
But it wasn't working?
Oh, it was working fine.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Sound like we missed it a little bit.
I mean, it's sort of on me.
Hey, Green Day, Beck, Weezer, Bastille, Andrew McMahon, Fantagram, Bishop Briggs, and The Head and the Heart are all playing night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. That's coming up a week from Sunday, the 11th of December at the Forum. Your chance to win those tickets coming up in minutes right here on K-Rock.
Now, Bean, are you falling off the stage night one or night two?
That was one. That was a one-time only deal.
The people going want to know which night to expect.
But the
that.
Man who was there at my side when I regained consciousness that night 2 years ago, Dr. Drew Pinsky, is on the phone with us right now for his weekly segment. Hey, Doctor, how are you? Sir,
I have children. I feel like I'm walking into a little family spa here. But Bean, that must have been very weird for you with me and Jimmy Kimmel looking over you and laying on those boxes.
Weirdest nights ever.
It was not my greatest moment, I will tell you that. But
I disagree. I thought it was one of your greatest.
Agreed. And Dr. Drew, do you remember Jimmy Kimmel was so wanted to take care of Bean that he was going to go get his own car and take him to the hospital? And he wandered around the parking lot and couldn't find his car.
I had to get another ride. I think Dave ended up taking me.
All right. Well, let's remind everybody, Bean was in the ambulance and then wouldn't go.
Yeah. Got back out of the ambulance.
Let's move on from all that ugliness, can we,
but
please?
But I'm saying, is it Saturday night or Sunday night? What should we expect?
I don't plan on falling off the stage at all.
Come on, man.
Hey, let's talk about someone with some real problems right now, and we hope he's getting better. I hope it's a good sign he has been released from the UCLA Medical Center, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you much about Kanye West, Dr. Drew. I want you to walk us through your reactions to all of the news that's been coming out since he was admitted on November 22nd. You know, he had an erratic string of concerts where he wouldn't perform, and he was going on crazy rants and talking about Beyonce and Donald Trump, and he seemed very disturbed, but... At that time, we just kind of wrote it off as Kanye being Kanye, but then it seemed to turn serious at some point.
Yeah, I mean, Kanye being Kanye may be accurate, but Kanye seems to be suffering from a significant mental health problem. And you're right, the fact that he's been discharged, great sign, and the fact that he stayed as long as he did. Also, congratulations if he stayed there on his own accord and wasn't actually being held there. But the fact is, you know, someone that stays in the hospital more than 3 days is someone who's in the throes of a very serious psychiatric problem. So to put someone in, you know, that he was in leather, you know, in restraints, he was held down to the gurney when he was brought in.
So that was not my choice. That was his doctor called the hospital or something like that, right?
And then first responders put him in restraints because he was not in control of his faculties. And again, I don't know him. I don't know anything. You know, I don't have any direct contact. But at this distance, it looks like what we call a manic psychosis, which in his age group is kind of unusual. Usually bipolar mania, if it's going to be that severe, comes on in the early adulthood years. But if you add in later in your 30s or 40s, things like sleeping medication or antidepressants, you can precipitate a manic episode in someone who might not otherwise have become truly manic. And my fear is, I suspect that we hear all reports that he was not sleeping and he was on the road, and the guy did have a grueling schedule, and I'm going to bet somebody appropriately gave him some sleeping medicine, but that coming on and off that and maybe some other medicines can really get bipolar roaring into a manic state.
I didn't know that it could bring that on more strongly. Never heard that.
Yeah, chemicals, yeah. You can, even antidepressants, that's one of the great concerns I have about primary care doctors prescribing antidepressants. They don't screen for bipolarity. They see unipolar depression walk in the door, and they don't ask the questions about the bipolar elements, and they can precipitate severe manias in someone who might not otherwise have ever gotten that kind of a condition. Hmm. Once you're in that situation, I mean, you're paranoid, you're irritable, your thoughts are derailed, you're grandiose, and the very thing, and you say Kanye being Kanye, the very thing that may have made him so successful, you know, his sense of specialness and his sort of expansiveness, which when it's under kind of control can be a source of great expression and artistic sort of, you know, artistic inspiration becomes a real serious medical crisis.
Right. So earlier in his career, that's may have been what made him great.
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of people that are hypomanic out there, you know, lots of business people are hypomanic. Lots of performers are hypomanic. And they sort of use that as a way to, you know, fuel their workaholism or their, you know, for their productivity. But if you're not careful, that can flip into true bipolar. And you know, some of the bizarre rants that people have been observing in Kanye sort of said that, like, I was a few feet away from him during the MTV Video Music Awards. I think it was 2 years ago. And my wife was poking me, going, he's manic. You got to get him off the stage. This is very uncomfortable. And I, you know, obviously did not.
That would have been right. The best thing ever. Dr. Drew ran up on stage and just took him down.
Well, I'm not going to let you finish.
There are times when you sort of have to do that. And I know where that moment is. In fact, you're going to see something like that on the Teen Mom reunion I just was in.
Oh, you tackled somebody?
Well, yeah, I almost—it's a long story, but
you haven't done enough damage by already getting those young women pregnant. Now you're tackling them on television.
Pete, he doesn't get them pregnant.
Really? I thought that's how that show worked.
No.
Hey, Dr. Drew, a lot of the reports have been coming out, and who knows how reliable, you know, the People Magazine Insider is and whatnot. But we keep hearing that Kanye is paranoid. Is that uncommon? And where does the paranoia come from? And what are people usually afraid of? I mean, clearly he's in a safe situation with people who are there to help him. What are you paranoid about in that situation?
Well, it's part of psychotic symptomatology, right? We call it, you know, for instance, a feature of schizophrenia is paranoia, paranoid preoccupations. Belief that the CIA is coming to get you, the FBI is watching you, somebody's speaking to you, beaming thoughts into you, or speaking to you from the television. These are all paranoid ideations of one type or another. Paranoia is a sort of a protean symptom. It can be some people can have chronic paranoias. As I said, it can be part of schizophrenia, but it is a very characteristic of people in an agitated psychotic state to have extreme paranoid delusions.
Do you think that social media, being what it is, may have contributed because people will actually threaten your life?
You know, reality can come to bear on it. You know, paranoias are irrational, right? I mean, they're never...
They're so removed.
But they can bring in elements of reality to help justify what they're saying and doing and, you know, convince other people. There are lots of... you know, conspiracy theorists out there that are chronically paranoid, and they pull in all kinds of spurious facts to construct their paranoid delusions. But when people are in an agitated state and things aren't really making sense, the paranoias are often really wild, 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 wild.
We are talking to our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky here on the... I'm sorry, Dr. Drew, didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm trying to think of some of the weird ones I've seen, they're not coming right off the top of my head, but I've seen very weird paranoias.
If there's any positive to this, and I know it seems like there would be hard to find one, it's that the tide seems to have turned for celebrities and mental illness, where it used to just be, hey, let's make fun of that person because they're going through a bad patch. And now I feel like, and you saw this with the Kid Cudi situation a couple of months ago, now I feel like people are really rooting for Kanye because they realize this is serious and this is real.
That's right. We're finally having sort of mature conversations about illnesses of the brain. Very similar to, you know, we used to hide cancer and infectious diseases too, and those have been brought out into the light. Now it's time we bring brain diseases out into the light. I think last time we were talking about Shelley Duvall and the fact that people were uncomfortable seeing her. And I thought to myself, funny, I was thinking about this yesterday, which is that, look, you know, Shannon Doherty talks about her transformation. We see it in her, you know, while she's receiving her breast cancer treatment, and we applaud that as heroic. And yet if Shelley Duvall wants to come out and, you know, she looks different, she's acting different, and she wants to talk about her mental illness, we go, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't look at that. Well, that's how you create stigma. So you reduce stigma by taking action, as you say, Bean, by changing how we present and talk about these conditions of the brain, which are just illnesses of one organ, the brain, that shouldn't be treated differently than, say, illnesses of the heart or the pancreas.
That is a great point and a great place to leave it
for today. So just to clarify, pointing and laughing is out?
Not for you, evidently.
Okay.
Allie's very quiet today. You there?
I can't with these two. It's true. I can't.
She's
been beaten down in 2016.
Yeah.
She's reevaluating her life choices at this point, Dr.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
All right. DrDrew.com for all the podcasts, including the excellent new Weekly Infusion, by the way, which is a great great podcast there, Dr. Drew. Adam and Dr. Drew podcast. You've got Fran Drescher on your standalone Dr. Drew podcast, the great Fran Fran Drescher, who I'll always love from Spinal Tap. And, of course, look for him weekday afternoons, Monday through Friday, noon till 3 on KABC. And you're going to be on my TV today on Channel 13 at 2 o'clock. Drew is hosting Hollywood Today Live. Have fun with that today, Drew, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:53.
He's going the distance for fruitcake.
There is a little bit of Fred Schneider in that cake song.
Where's right. Fruitcake? Where do we have fruitcake?
Where is fruitcake?
Where are your fruitcake?
We'll get to that
How
next time.
How can I find you?
Bean Watch says, making fruitcake.
Bean says it's his favorite thing.
It's here's
the song, sure.
No. That's
and
the thing.
The food. I love them both. The food, yeah.
No.
Not we'll
possible.
Talk. We'll talk about it in the next.
Is
hour.
It just a knee-jerk reaction of Beans
yes.
that whatever everyone else hates the most, he must love the
yes.
most?
He's a contrarian.
That's not true at
yeah.
all. First of all, and I'm proving it by disagreeing with you.
I think Hitler was a pretty strong personality.
And second of all, I loved fruitcake my whole life.
Right.
Long before I was doing this little dog and pony show, I was still eating fruitcake every year. It doesn't have anything
sure.
to do with you guys. Fruitcake is awesome. All right, we'll table that for now. Jim Rome talks sports coming up after 8. Then your tickets for Acoustic Christmas. We got those as well. And Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
Listen up. Today is World AIDS Day.
Okay.
It's stunning to me that in this day and age, with what we know, there's still millions of Americans, let alone people worldwide, who are suffering with the disease of HIV.
Right.
Inexplicable. Unacceptable. We need to eradicate this.
Is it the cost
in our lifetime?
Is it the cost of treating that's prohibitive?
That's prohibitive around the world for sure. Not so much in the United States, but it's certainly an element of it. A lot of it is still stigma and ignorance, and people not taking care of themselves and practicing safe sex. It is. I just read the other day. It's like one of the number one killers of African American women now in America.
Is that right?
Because homosexuality and bisexuality amongst the African-American population in particular is still so stigmatized and such an issue that these guys go on the down low and then act irresponsibly and then spread that disease to their wives and girlfriends.
And we don't hear about it much, Ralph, because they don't usually report AIDS as a cause of death. They usually attribute it to pneumonia or something like that, right?
And it's much more manageable now than it was during the early days when it was pretty much a plague. But I still think it's important on a day like today to recognize the fact that it's still a real scourge and a real health issue, and I think it needs to be addressed, and people need to keep it in mind and protect themselves and act accordingly.
And thanks, Obama.
And I don't think anything
not
about
positive.
Thanks, Obama.
No, I don't think that's the point.
But what brought it to my mind and to my attention is that, you know, Red, charity Red.
Yes.
That we're talking to Brandon Flowers about earlier today, about his Christmas songs that he does every year for that charity. And Bono has always been a big active member of the charity of Red. And if you are a U2 fan, here's an opportunity for you to do something cool and something good and also maybe get a little something for yourself. OMAs.com, we've talked about this website before. They do amazing fundraising efforts for various charities, usually with some sort of celebrity tie-in. There's usually a celebrity or two involved in putting up a cool experience or a chance to visit a set or a chance to spend the day, for example, with Tom Brady and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, for example. That was a recent one. J.J. Abrams famously did one where you got to be in Star Wars The Force Awakens. Harrison Ford is doing one now with Ryan Gosling about being on the set of the new Blade Runner film. Today, the band U2 is offering up a chance to hang out with the band.
All right.
You get not only flown and then put up at a 4-star hotel to meet the band, but you get to sit in on exclusive rehearsals as they prepare for a dress rehearsal for one of their shows. Then you get front row tickets to that show, backstage VIP passes, a VIP experience. They will fly you out at their cost to a private U2 show. You will hear, they say, all of your favorite U2 songs during an intimate performance just for you and a friend. Flights and hotel are on them.
Wow.
So if you're a U2 fan, this is an experience that you absolutely want a chance to get at. If you go to omaze.com, the event is called U2 Plays Just For You, and you get a chance to raise some money to deal with the scourge of AIDS both at home and abroad. And what's cool is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will match every dollar raised by Red this year up to $78 million.
Wow.
So there's a chance for them to double $78 million if you contribute now. So if you're a YouTube fan, I just want to give you a heads up. It's a nice way to contribute to Red and also maybe win a grand prize.
And that's how much is it to get into that?
That's a good question. Because
usually it's like
Gavin.
10 bucks or something.
It is something. 100 entries to win. You get 100, let's say, lottery tickets, an example. 10 bucks.
Okay.
100, they enter your name in the hopper 100 times for 10 bucks.
That's pretty cool.
So, it's nothing. It's 10 bucks, and you get a chance to maybe see you two in a way that very few people ever had a chance to see.
I just wish my brothers were alive to see this.
Oh, Dorothy, where are they?
They're all dead now.
Oh, that's not where I wanted to go with that at all. Hey, you guys like The Simpsons, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anybody still locked into the 13-day Simpsons 600 marathon that's going on? What?
No.
You're not?
No. I have not been watching it on FXX, right?
FXX is currently running the marathon, yeah. It began at noon on Thanksgiving Day. It will continue until noon on Wednesday, December 7th.
I don't have
featuring
that
all 27 seasons and all 600 time. Episodes of The Simpsons.
Hmm.
I'll have you know that that marathon is doing wonders for the FXX network.
Oh, is that right?
It is currently in the 8th spot in ratings overall for basic cable.
Wow.
So people are tuning in to watch The Simpsons. We should have had Dave do it. We should have had Dave get him in a chair.
We tried.
And put him in front of a television.
We brought it up to him.
And just force him to watch.
Yeah, we tried.
All 600 episodes.
He would not have it. Wouldn't
do
it.
No.
Dave, it's the one thing you're good at.
I know, Dave, but no.
Dave is done trying to set Guinness records for watching TV.
Well, he did get
burned. I'm number one. Victory is mine.
Number 8.
So kiss my behind.
Okay.
Boom, chaka-laka-laka. In your face. Boom. Who's your daddy?
Right? Nicolas Cage has been set to star in an upcoming film called The Humanity Bureau. This is a film that takes place in the...
That's a temporary name?
No. The Humanity Bureau is an organization that takes place in the near future, 2030, when America has been a victim of global warming, and so natural resources and livable area is at a premium. So they take the unproductive members of society and banish them to a colony known as New Eden.
Uh-oh.
Cage plays a caseworker at the Humanity Bureau that is responsible for finding unproductive people and moving them out.
So where will I be living?
I feel like I'd go right to
the
island.
We're so screwed. We're going to New Eden. Apparently he finds a case where a single mom and her son have been unjustly sent off and he decides to save their lives.
I'm more of a single mother protector.
It's weird that they're making science fiction movies about the year 2030, which is less than 15 years from now.
And it's just a dystopia with global warming just ruining the world as we know it.
Yeah.
Science fiction?
Thanks, Obama.
Or science fact, right?
Why are you yelling?
I don't know. I just got very upset for a moment there. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Woody Allen's 81. Bette Midler is 71. Sarah Silverman's 46. Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 39. Yolanda Visser from Die Antwoord, 32 years old today. They're wacky, those two kids.
They sure are.
They're nuts. Janelle Monáe is 31 years old. Vance Joy, the singer, is 29. Zoe Kravitz, lovely and talented actress, is 28. Tyler Joseph is also 28. And I want to give a special birthday shout-out to one of my favorite actors, a gentleman named Lombardo Boyer. Lombardo celebrates his birthday today. Bardo, you may know him from Murder in the First. He was a star of that series for three seasons. He's currently in Bad Santa 2. You can see him now in that film.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason you know him, you love him, you can't live without him. He was Chico in the Joe Schmo Show, season 3 of the Joe Schmo Show. And so my buddy Bardo celebrated his birthday today, and I wanted to give him a little love.
He was great.
He was great on that. He's great in everything. You ever see Big Ass Spider? Him and Greg Grunberg?
Oh, yeah.
He was also the star of that film. He's a terrific actor and a really good dude, so I wanted to wish him a happy birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How long has it been since you played this?
It's been too long. We're so excited to welcome back our friend Jim Rome, host of the Jim Rome Show. If you need a lot of Jim Rome in your life, here's some ways to do it. You can stream the show 9 till noon at jimrome.com. You can, of course, check out the podcast through the website or play.it or iTunes, which is the best of the Daily Jungle Show. And don't forget, look for Jim on your TV every Sunday with the NFL on CBS. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
Guys, thanks so much. Not every single Sunday, but lots of Sundays. And I got to say, driving this morning, I was listening. Allie, are you okay?
I'm all right.
Yeah. You don't sound so great, Allie.
It's a rough one today, Jim.
I know, right? What's going on, Allie?
I'm just checking. Just thinking about some stuff.
What stuff?
Like, great question.
Like ponies and stuff. I just like.
Anyway, what's up, guys?
See what we deal with? What's it like for us, Jim?
Thanks, Allie.
All right. We have to start. There's a lot going on in the world of sports, and we don't have time to hit it all. But we have to start with the controversy that's going on with the Rams right now. You know, for a while, it was just a quarterback controversy, and then it turned into a coach controversy, and now it turns into an Eric Dickerson controversy, the Hall of Fame player for the Rams. Crystallize this for our listeners. What is going on with the Eric versus the Rams right now, Jim?
All right, so what's going on is Eric Dickerson had told ESPN that the coach of the Rams, Jeff Fisher, basically told him he did not want him on the sideline during games because some of what he said had made the players, quote, uncomfortable. So then Dickerson, who's arguably the greatest Ram ever, fired back and said he will never go to a Rams game as long as Fisher is still the head coach. So they're beefing pretty hard.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden you've got a third man in, and that third man in is Snoop. I don't know if you guys have heard that, but Snoop went in. He went ham on Fisher. Have you guys heard that?
Yeah, here it is.
You sorry motherfucker. That's why the y'all not winning. How the y'all gonna do one of y'all greats like that? Eric Dickerson is a Ram great. He should be given all access, but y'all want to let celebrities on the sideline and do what we want to do, and we don't have to do with the organization. I don't even give a about the Rams, but y'all gave me all kind of passes and let me move around and all kind of, but y'all want to disrespect Eric Dickerson. Coach need to go. He's sorry, don't know how to coach. He ain't won, ain't gonna win. He need to go, period. You disrespect Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson is a great. It ain't about him being a Ram. He's a great, a Hall of Famer. He deserves all access at the Coliseum. So says Snoop.
Yeah, so my man's pissed. My man's pissed. Hey, when did you guys start beeping things? I thought if you bake, you're chill. I mean, my man is pissed.
He really is angry.
Look, bottom line, I'm a Jeff Fisher guy, but
are
that's
you?
A fight. Yeah, I am. I really
Why?
Am. I'm a Jeff Fisher, but because I think the guy.
Isn't he two losses away from being the losingest coach in NFL history?
Yeah, and what's your point?
It's
a fair point. It's a fair point. Look, the bottom line is this. If you look at the numbers, he's 31-43-1 since he took over that team in 2012. So it would seem like he's in trouble, but if you listen to management, it doesn't sound like it.
Why? How?
I'll tell you why. What they're saying is, whether you believe it or not, that he was responsible for the relocation. So in effect, he's got a much more difficult job than anybody else, so they're going to give him cover for that. Now, I will say, though, that this whole Dickerson thing, I like Jeff Fisher, but that's not a fight that he or the Rams can win. That's not a fight they should even have picked in the first place.
Yeah.
And
do you really think
it's the players on the team that said something, or that's completely Jeff Fisher being like, I don't like him saying stuff on the radio about me because I don't have thick skin?
I think he's got pretty thick skin generally. I think also what's going on here is Dickerson took a run at his quarterback coach, Chris Wanky. And what he said was, look, this guy, you like that? He said wanky. Allie, you're not having a good day, right?
I'm not.
So, I think what he's saying, in effect, is, come on, man, you're fam. You're one of us. Why are you killing us on the radio? I am not having that. And it went really badly for Fisher and for the Rams. And Dickerson's getting more pub and is more relevant now than he's been since the 80s when he was rocking the goggles and dropping 2,000 yards on the NFL. So that's not a fight you want to fight.
But Jim, you can certainly respect this because you're a guy who's made a career out of speaking your mind on the radio. Eric Dickerson does a show on the Rams flagship station, right?
Yes.
How pointless would it be for him to come on every week with their, 4-7 record and go, you know what, the Rams are great. Couldn't be going any better for our team.
By the way,
he's
got to
be honest.
100%. We hate guys like that. We hate guys that come on and don't have a take and they suck and don't be a homer. And believe me, if anybody's entitled to their opinion about the Rams, it's a guy who's their greatest player ever who's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He would know. So the Rams, it was not handled well. You have to have thick skin. And by the way, what the hell do you care what hear anybody else says about you? No wonder they're 4-7.
All right.
I want to go back to you're a Jeff Fisher guy.
Yeah.
That is concerning.
I like Jeff Fisher. I really do. I like him. I respect him. But he's not handling this the way he really should.
Yeah. Well, this is a story that is still unfolding. We'll see what happens next. There's a name in the news that we haven't talked about in the world of sports for a long time, Jim, and it's your man, Tiger Woods. Is he back?
So Tiger Woods is playing something called the Hero World Challenge this weekend, and it's his first tournament in 15 months. Dude nearly broke Twitter when he rolled in two eagles yesterday, so all of his honks were saying just that. He's back. He's not back. No, he's not. Look, he said something earlier this week that I think you guys could relate to that makes no sense to me whatsoever. And what he said is, quote, "It's weird to say, but I have to get my walking legs. It's a 5-mile walk. I can walk 2 or 3 hours on a treadmill, and it's not the same as walking on a golf course. It's so different than standing around." Dude, seriously, maybe the lamest thing ever. Listen to what that guy said. "All this walking and standing around is beating me down. I thought this guy was like a Navy SEAL once."
That sounds like a badass. It sounds like a 95-year-old.
Yeah, I was going to say, my mother's like 84 and she walks 5 miles a day. I mean, are you going to run a marathon? Are you scaling Everest? Or are you going to walk a golf course for a few hours and stand around? Oh, but he's back? No,
For the record, Tiger is 40, by the way, almost 41, and he has not been playing competitively for a number of years, but they think because of these back surgeries that he's had that kept him off the field for a year or so that he is in the best health he has been in a long time, so maybe his game will return.
It sounds like it. Right.
Sounds like it. Oh, man, I had to stand around for 5 minutes. If he's 40, then 40's the new 70.
Yes.
Wake me up when this guy's battling on the back nine of a major on a Sunday against the best in the world and not when he's shooting 2 under with 4 amateurs on a Wednesday and he's tired from walking.
All right.
So, no, he's not back.
Fair enough.
To answer the question.
Jim Rome.
You see, you guys should give me more time off. I come back, man. I'm straight fire today.
You are straight fire. Listen to the show 98. JimRome.com.
Like me now.
Podcast.
Now, Allie.
And, of course, most weeks on CBS. Watch Jim on NFL Sunday on CBS as well. Great to have you back, sir. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Missed you, fam. Go Ducks.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. All right. Time to give away tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. We have tickets for night number 2. It's going to be a little difficult.
It's not an easy contest that we're about to play.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls and we'll play the game next. 1 week from Sunday night, December 11th, at the Fabulous Forum will be night number 2 of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016. What a great lineup this is, you guys. Green Day and Beck and Weezer, Bastille, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Phanagram, Bishop Briggs, The Head and the Heart, all playing for you that night. We're giving away some tickets right now for you at 1-800-520-1067, but I got to warn you, it's not going to be easy.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Mr. Announcer Man.
Good morning, Allie, Kevin, and B.
How you been? I feel like we haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on in your life?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, in the spirit. Yeah.
No, yeah. I was calling you 3 hoes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, we got a bunch of people on the phone. They all want to go to the show, night 2 of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. How's this game go for folks who haven't heard it before?
We will identify for you one of the bands playing at the Almost Acoustic Christmas night 2. All you need to do is identify the band we say.
That does not seem hard.
Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. They'll be backwards!
Yay!
So, backwards, we'll hear something that we need to guess what group it would be or artist is.
Speed over explains.
Oh, my God, I just said what it was.
I just want to make sure.
Beans recapping,
Say a name backwards, you need to identify it. Said it pretty simply, people got it.
Yeah, it was said
so
well.
So what you're saying
right,
is
we
that.
Know. We get it.
You just said the same thing that I said, is what you're saying.
Stop mansplaining.
Oh, wow. I can't use that kind of language on the radio, now, even backwards.
I will say this. We will play it twice for you. We'll play it twice.
Okay.
All right.
Who
is
that first contestant?
Two times. Bean, you want to recap that?
Not just once. Twice.
So what you're saying is, we'll play it once, and then moments later, we'll play the same clue again.
That's
is that what you're saying?
Mr. Announcer Man, please introduce our first contestant, please.
First up is Alex. He's from Agoura Hills, and he has no job.
Oh, Alex. How sad.
Yeah, but he's available Sunday night.
Yeah, he is.
A week from. Are you ready, Alex?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go. One more time.
I think that's Weezer.
Bastille.
Did you hear him?
I'm not pleased.
Sorry.
Aww.
Pretty confident in his
guess.
No
job and no ticket.
Well, I don't know that we need to rub it in.
I'm just saying.
All right, who's next?
Next up is Irving from Brea. He's a security guard. Freeze, Jive Turkey.
Hey, Irving.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Are you ready for your band?
Never. Go ahead.
Okay, good luck.
Sanders Lee wouldn't in the Amkimber's net.
Hey, hold on.
All right.
One more time.
Sanders Lee wouldn't in the Amkimber's net.
I'm through the head and the heart.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Andrew McMahon in the wilderness.
That's what I said.
That's really not what you said at all.
Yeah, there's a hint in how many syllables it is backwards. It's the same as what it is forwards, so if that'll help you out.
This is a difficult game.
Next up is Will from Chatsworth. He's in retail.
Hey, Will.
What's up, guys?
Well, we're 0-2. You ready for yours?
I'll try it.
Here you go.
Straw hat they have.
One more time.
Straw hat they have.
Bishop Briggs?
What's going on?
I gotta tell you. Look.
It's the hardest game in the world.
Is it?
Here's the thing. I would not win this game, but I would do better than Will.
It's the hardest game in the world.
The head and the heart.
Oh, that's not Bishop Briggs at all.
No, there are a lot of H's in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Jose in East Los Angeles. He works at a golf store. Four.
Hey, Jose.
Hi, good morning.
Are you ready for your band?
I am.
Here you go.
America's Neff.
One more time.
America's Neff.
Battleground?
Yes!
Battleground.
Wow. There you go. That's how it's done.
How about that?
All right, you're in the drawing. Well done.
All right, let's go to, I guess we have time for one more. It's Jennifer.
Well, let's let Mr. Announcer Man do that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Hey, Mr. Announcer Man, who's next?
I usually read the names and the towns and where they work.
Hey, Mr.
Remember the first four callers?
No, I don't.
It'll be just like that. Okay. Only a fifth time.
Apparently, we're mixing it up. According
Sweet
to
Jesus.
So we're going to play it backwards.
Twice?
Go ahead.
Next up is Jennifer. She's from Englewood. She works at LAX. I'm sorry.
Good morning, guys.
Jennifer, you ready?
Yes.
There you go.
Scab.
Oh, God.
Beck. One more time.
Scab.
Back.
Back, yes.
Hey,
Back.
Jennifer.
Nicely done. All right. So I have no idea if that was the last one or not. Somebody else has to tell me.
It's either going to be Jennifer or it's going to be Jose. One will win tickets to night number two of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Beats Christmas 2016. Miss Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Jennifer.
Jennifer!
You guys, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You are going to be at night number two of the K-Rock Almost Beats Christmas.
And remember, there's no loading in the white zone.
Thanks Thank for playing. My point is no one likes fruitcake. Zero people. No people in the world.
Nope.
This again?
In the entire world, no one likes fruitcake. Look. You get it, and then you give it.
Yeah.
Look.
And there's only one made in the world.
Right.
And they just keep sending it around.
Fine. Exactly.
Oh, tell your jokes.
Look.
That's what kind of what we do in the morning, isn't
tell
it?
Tell your jokes.
It's a very serious topic, fruitcake. I won't have you besmirch it with humor.
Yes. Thank you. Look,
you don't look good in pouting.
It's exhausting
it's bad
to
luck,
be
baby.
Me. And, thank you, Jim Rowe. It's exhausting to be me and come in every day and push
and
this
wrong.
Rock up a hill because I'm fighting the good fight here.
What's the good fight?
The fruitcake fight.
Fruitcake fight.
Look. Blows.
Look, I know the joke. Decades ago, somebody, I think it was Johnny Carson maybe, made the joke that there's only one fruitcake and they just trade it around every year. The truth is millions and millions and millions of people every year, particularly
How many exactly,
this time,
Dean?
I don't know the exact.
Yeah, you're just guessing. It's many millions.
He's just guessing. It's many millions.
All right, three times he said millions.
I will tell you this, for instance. I have been to Claxton, Georgia, which is the fruitcake capital of the world.
God.
You guys have probably been there, too. The company in Claxton, Georgia alone has more than 4 million pounds of fruitcake a year that they put out, that they sell. 4 million pounds a year. That's one
uneaten.
Company in Claxton. No, obviously people go back year after year. Look,
go to the landfill closest to that place.
I am a Collins Street Bakery man in Corsicana, Texas. That's where I get my fruitcake. In fact, mine was just...
What are you talking about?
Because I order a fruitcake from them online.
Nobody orders a fruitcake.
What possible difference could it matter where you get a fruitcake from? It's all ass.
Yeah, that's like saying that...
We should just change the name to Ass Cake.
That's like
what
saying
you
that...
What Jamaican? Ass Cake!
Ralph, you're a guy who appreciates fine food.
Yes, I do. I'm a bit of a foodie, I think.
Yes, you know that there is a difference between a $2 generic cake at the Safeway and a chef preparing an actual fine dessert. It's the same thing with fruitcake. There is such thing as crappy fruitcake. You buy yourself a good fruitcake... Like the college,
there's
the college
no
bakery
such
fruit
thing.
Cake. It is moist. It is delicious. It has what's not to like. It has fruit
still,
in it.
They still
it
make other cakes, though, right? Bread. There are other cakes you can get and pies and things that are good.
And I enjoy those as well. I have no problems with other cakes and pies.
Honest question, Bean. If it's so damn good, why do you eat it once a year?
Oh snap!
Boom!
I don't
suck
eat it.
It!
Once a year. I always get one for Christmas because I think it's nice to have one in the house in case I ever get a guest. But we do.
Wait.
No.
We know you're lying.
No.
Wait, what?
Yes, I like having one around the house at Christmas time because it's nice when people come over. You can say,
nobody
would you like some tea and a piece of fruitcake?
And nobody would ever want it.
That's
you guys
the thing.
Don't know.
Pete, if you had anyone over,
right.
You would offer the fruitcake and they would say no.
They say, do you have any pie?
That just hasn't happened yet.
If you got a pumpkin pie on the table and a fruitcake, what do you think's going to go away quicker?
I
think it's personal preference. Yeah. Look, let me ask you guys this question for reals, okay? Am I literally the only person in your entire circle of friends that that likes fruitcake?
Yes.
I find that very difficult to believe.
Why did you ask us if you're just going to deny what we're saying?
No. I'm not denying it. I'm saying I find it hard to believe.
I don't know anybody that likes fruitcake.
My paternal grandmother, many years dead now, was the only other person I ever saw eat a piece of fruitcake.
And that's what killed her.
Yes.
Oh.
Sadly, that's what took her. Yeah.
That's very sad.
And that's why I've dedicated my life to fighting fruitcakes. At night, I put on a cape and a cowl, and I revenge the memory of my parents.
All right.
Who were killed by fruitcakes.
I think it was your grandmother.
That hurt, too.
In the spirit
of it, was killed by fruitcakes. It did. It was so bad. It killed my grandmother and many of her relatives.
In the spirit of the holidays, look, we live in a very divisive America right now. Let's see if we can figure out a way to all come together. Maybe we don't all
100%. All come together, that fruitcake blows.
But we're all together, except for you.
Fruitcake is awesome, first of all. But if we're not going to agree to sit down and have a delicious slice of fruitcake together, can we at least agree that the Fred Schneider fruitcake song is awesome? Can we at least agree to that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's completely different, though. You know that, right?
And it's a mockery. It's a mockery of fruitcake.
Like this song, that does not mean
not
that we like the fruitcake.
What I'm saying is I'm striving for some sort of common ground. At least we can all agree on the musical fruitcake, even if we can't agree on the baked goods. Right? Little Superior's fruitcake? That's what we're talking
about.
What
you making? Fruitcake! What you baking? Fruitcake! Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries, green ones too. It's fruitcake! It's fruitcake! Pecans or walnuts?
By the way, you think, like, is he really just going to list all the ingredients?
Oh, yeah.
The answer's yes.
He gives you a recipe.
Citrus peel. Lots of stuff.
A cup of F.
And what you feel.
We're only 33 seconds in, and he already said lots of stuff.
Because there's room for interpretation. Look, great chef can add his own special ingredients to fruitcake.
Lots of stuff.
Like, if you have green cherries in something, I'm out, because they don't exist in nature. So, F you. If you're going to put unnatural things in your fruitcake, you can blow me.
Sticks of butter. Cinnamon, mo molasses, lots of dark rum, artificial color,
yeah,
artificial flavor,
great.
If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake.
Did you hear that line, Bean?
Yeah,
if your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. That's what happens.
He's assuming it's not going to be
eaten at home.
This
is the beautiful time of year where you should share with those.
If your family
doesn't
want it, it says in the song.
Pawn it off to a neighbor.
Right.
Yeah. Share. Share the greatness.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying
share the greatness wouldn't rhyme, but that's what he meant.
It's fruitcake. What you making?
Fruitcake. Break it down.
A little bit of mace.
Mace? Did he say mace?
Yeah.
He did.
The mace? Stuff they spray in your face?
Right?
Nope.
Tear gas?
Explain.
Are they putting Are they putting tear gas in?
No.
Let him eat it or I will tear gas you. Let people only eat it under threat.
Let Fred sing.
In duress.
A little bit of mace.
The stuff they spray in your face?
Oh, no, you sillies.
Silly.
It's a spice for taste.
There you go.
Oh. Put the oven on low. 3 hours or more.
That's not a rhyme.
3 hours or
more. Come on.
Put the oven on low.
3 hours or more.
3 hours or more. If you have to bake a cake for 3 hours,
right.
What are you making a turkey? What kind of cake needs 3 hours of baking?
Or more.
For mo, let alone 3 hours. If it's mo,
you're
3 hours.
It that long because it has to live for eternity when you send it to other
people.
It has
to set like concrete, right?
Exactly.
If you're putting a swing set in your backyard, you can use fruitcakes as anchors.
By the way, it gives you 3 hours to get over the mace.
As an aside, by the way, fruitcakes easily last 25 years or more,
right.
And are still
Isn't
just
that
as
a
delicious.
Problem?
No, it means
don't
it's the
you
perfect
see that
food.
As a problem?
No, it's the
25 years.
When the zombie apocalypse comes, you're going to be glad to have some delicious fruitcake to eat.
Wrap it in rum. Yum yum yum, fruitcake.
Keyboards.
Fruitcake, heavy as lead. Hit you in the head. Fruitcake. It could kill you dead. It's fruitcake.
Now that turned bean.
Well, I'm not advocating using it as a weapon. I'm just saying.
But you could.
Yeah, fruitcake. Artificial color.
All right.
Artificial flavor.
Right.
Your family don't want it.
Right.
Give it to a neighbor. Fruitcake.
All right. I can see we're all
Nobody
on the same page
wants
fruit
now.
Fruitcake.
It really blows. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
It is Thursday morning. Ralph is here, and it's time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
I talked this morning about the Forbes magazine annual list of highest paid musicians for the year of 2016. We did mention that Taylor Swift made the most money out of all professional musicians this year with $170 million.
Deservedly.
By the way, by far.
Yeah, the next one was One Direction, which is four dudes. $110 million. So
that's crazy.
She crushed. She crushes here. But 170, so that should be like, that's it. Lifetime. Put a cap on it, right? She should be done now. She has to go away.
You would think. That's for
you
1 year.
You got your money. You bilked the unsuspecting public out of money with your shenanigans. Now you need to stop and go away. Get it. Buy an island and just go.
I think she might be popular. I think people may like her. She may have a lot of fans.
See, Bean, you make it difficult on us. We try to not make fun of you as much as we can, but
I'm just pointing
you
out
won't allow it.
I'm just pointing out that it's unlikely she's going to go away. Is what I'm saying is I think there's a market for what she's selling.
I think it was P.T. Barnum said, "Never underestimate the stupidity of the public."
Right.
Never go broke doing that. One Direction was second. Adele was third with $80.5 million. Now, if you're giving money for talent, shouldn't she be way ahead
she
of Taylor
have
Swift?
All,
right.
And I think she did arenas and Taylor did stadiums. I think that was probably the big difference this year.
Adele just announced two big hometown shows for the summer of 2017. She's already booked into the massive Wembley Stadium. So I guess Adele does stadiums too, okay?
Oh, just little ones like
just
Wembley.
Just little ones like Wembley. Taylor did stadiums. Wembley. She's going to do a show on June 29th and July 1st. Allie, you could go.
I'm saying... That's vacation.
It's vacation, summertime,
oh,
right? You can go.
You guys.
And tickets go on sale. Oops, they're sold out.
I. But Ralph has a fistful.
They keep sending them to Ralph.
I'm going to a little private show before the concert, actually.
So
I'll tell you all about it after.
Allie, how do you know your vacation for your next job will also be at the end of June?
Oh, see what he did there?
See?
He's projecting you not being here in June.
I mean, that's mine.
It's me, right? It's just mean.
Bean is not a nice person.
Hey, make sure you save the date. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, looks like they've picked their wedding date.
Oh, great. Let me know.
They are planning to wed on July 17th, 2017.
Okay.
They chose the date
717-717 because Rob's lucky number is 7. And he's said to be extremely superstitious. And it is his lucky number is 7 because he now just reached 700 pounds. So congratulations to Rob. And he sold 7 socks out of his extensive sock line.
Not even pairs?
So weird number.
One guy has a peg leg. He just needs the one.
Wow.
You can order just the one off. Douchebag, my lucky number. Hey, it's raining.
That would be. I'm sorry, Ralph.
I'm sorry. What happened?
You said lucky number. I wonder if that would be an interesting call-in topic with our vast listening audience about people who really believe they have a lucky number and somehow see it in all good things that happen to them.
How would you know if you had a lucky number or not?
Well, I mean, you'd just be convinced of it. That's all.
Right. I have a favorite number.
I have a favorite number as
different,
well.
Different.
But I don't know about a lucky
number. Lucky number.
Mine's 33. What's yours?
11.
Wow.
Why and why?
Interesting. Larry Bird, Marty McSorley. Just all good things happen with 33.
So 1 and 2. Okay. Ralph, 11?
11 because it's my birth month, my wife's birth month.
Okay.
And also, when you're playing blackjack, is there anything sweeter than seeing an 11?
That's true.
Brings me a lot of happiness, that number.
All right. Yeah. Acceptable.
What's your favorite number,
I don't
Kevin?
Really have a favorite number.
Well, Kevin has to be 0, right? With the 0 club.
Really? It's a good point. Bean, I'm guessing you probably have a favorite number.
Oh, he has a bunch.
It is 2,735.
And you're like, but why?
That, I got to tell you.
Hey, I just pointed out the landmine. Don't step on it.
Whose favorite number is in the thousands?
No one's.
Why?
All right, fruitcake related. I just can't say
what? It's what?
I said it's fruitcake related. I can
no,
say
it. No, it's not. What do you mean?
I'll just sit back. I'll hang up and listen on air.
You're just being funny.
Come on, Ralph. Finish up the show because we've got a lot of show to get
to. No, if you drop 2,735,
we have to know.
If I say I was kidding, can we just move on?
No.
No, because you weren't.
Let's move on. Come on.
You can't say that number and then not follow it up with why. It's unacceptable.
Well, you're just going to have to deal with the new reality of the world.
It's like me coming in and saying, hey, I was arrested yesterday. If I say that, then I need to follow it up with why.
Why were you arrested?
Right.
Just know that I was.
Is it like a math thing, like fractions or something? It adds up to something?
We got a brand new Kevin Amin Internet Roundup coming up after this.
Now you're just being a dick.
I was just kidding, you guys. I was just joking. It's just.
I don't think so.
I was
just
either.
I don't think so.
I was just making a ha-ha.
I don't think so.
Just
I don't think
so. Making a ha-ha. That's
no.
all. Mm.
Come on, Serious Ulysses. Let's have it.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Woody Allen's 81, Bette Miller's 71, Sarah Silverman's 46, Brad Delson, Linkin Park guitarist, turns 39 today, Yolandi Visser from De Antwoord, 32 years old today, Janelle Monáe is 31, she's a quirky little talented thing, isn't she?
She sure is.
She's a little minx of a fashion doll.
She is,
yes.
I think.
She's like a toy, she's like a little toy figure. With her trademark hair and her little tuxedos that she wears. She's fascinating.
She's one of a kind.
Vance Joy is 29 years old.
2,735.
Seriously.
Zoe Kravitz is 28. And when you said it wrong, when you quoted it wrong, he corrected you. So you know it's a real thing.
Yep.
It's a real thing.
He wouldn't have corrected me if it was fake. Yeah. He was being funny.
And 21 Pilots singer Tyler Joseph celebrates his 28th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as beat.
King of Mexico. He's the one who puts together a feature that we like to do about once a week with the best viral videos of the week from throughout the internet. We put them in one handy location for you at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. We call it the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah, brace yourself up. Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. It's Kevin and Beans, yo, Internet Roundup.
It's a good batch.
I feel so gangster.
Yeah. The latest news bloopers video is certainly worth you checking out. There's also a new OK Go video, who really do consistently make the most entertaining music videos of any band out there.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
That one was weird.
It's weird,
it was
yes.
So weird.
Fascinating to watch.
Yeah, so check that out along with all the others. We got a couple we want to highlight. Dave, we're going to start with your favorite. This is
my favorite, too.
This is a family that it's at one of these. They don't identify it in the video, but they're at one of these nature safari parks that you drive through, and you go, hey, look, giraffes. And the car is parked, and the camera is showing a couple of lions walking in front of the car. And you think, oh, I wonder why this video is up. What's going to happen with these lions? Then the camera turns around to, is it the passenger side or the driver's side? Wherever the mom is sitting with the baby on her lap, and the baby vomits so much. You've never seen so much vomit.
It's like clowns getting out of a clown car. It just keeps
stop.
It's like four times the baby's weight. Where was that? Where was that being stored?
And you're like, this turn. I thought we were going to see lions. And the next thing you know, well, it's funnier to watch, but here's a little bit of what it sounds like in the car.
I wouldn't mess with them guys, bro. It's gonna kick off here. It is gone.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Jesus. I mean, it is not physically possible what happened.
It's like you filled an outdoor trash can full of vomit and then just dumped it on that
poor
lap.
Baby.
That sound, too.
It's just, that's and by the way, you hear the mom before they turn the camera.
Uh-huh.
You hear the mom go, oh, no.
Yeah, because I think a little bit came out and then all of a sudden.
You know, wow. That was impressive.
That was something else. And the next one is, I think we're all guilty of this. You come in and you had no idea, but hey guys, it's National Milkshake Day because you see that it's trending on Twitter or something like that. Well, is it a Funny or Die video? I want to say maybe
it's College Humor.
College Humor put together this video of what it's like when you work in an office where every day people are celebrating that day's lame holiday.
Happy National Cookie Day.
Nope. Shut the What? It's National Cookie Day. It's only the sweetest, crumbliest, ooeyest, gooeyest day of the year.
I call it National Biscuit Day. It's all over Twitter.
No, this is another one of those meaningless Twitter holidays. It's a fake holiday.
No. This is a real holiday.
It's not. This is just like yesterday.
Happy Carmen Miranda Day.
Go put some fruit on the Miranda head and sing some banana carols with us.
Day-o. Me say day-o.
Stop. There's no way you all knew about this holiday before you logged onto Twitter.
Of course we did.
We love Carmen Miranda Day.
For real? Yeah.
No, you don't. This is just like yesterday. Whoa, what the?
Happy Human Centipede Day.
Okay. Maybe taking it too far.
Yeah, so I want to wish you a happy World's Day and a happy Rosa Parks Day. So,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. And finally, and again, there's so many more videos you can see at kevinandbean.com that we have time to present for you here. Finally, Billy on the Street is one of my favorite shows. Billy Eichner takes celebrities out on the street and accosts random New Yorkers. And this time he had an unusual idea. He had Seth Rogen with him. And he had Seth Rogen play a cameraman who's traveling with him. But the news that Billy was going to be breaking to people on the street is that the actor Seth Rogen had actually died. So he's walking up to people and saying, hey, Seth Rogen died. Do you have any thoughts? They had no idea that Seth Rogen was 4 feet away from them. And some of the reactions are pretty great.
Oh, my gosh. When?
This morning. I'm not sure the reason why.
Oh, my gosh. My chest is hurting.
What will you remember most about him?
He was funny.
Well, I have good news, though.
Yes, what happened?
He's right here! He's alive! It's Seth Rogen! Yes, he's alive!
He made me do this.
Yes! Who do you think's funnier? Be honest. Me or Seth Rogen?
Oh, my God, you.
Thank you!
Oh, my God, a million times.
Really?
I don't think he's funny at all.
Oh, wow, well, he's right here, Seth Rogen!
He's really funny.
He's very funny.
Yes.
I'm not into stoner humor, so...
Oh, okay, well, then you wouldn't be into Seth Rogen.
See what I mean?
Why am I funnier than Seth?
You just appeal to me.
Yep.
And it's not the stoner humor.
Right. It's a little smarter than that.
Well, I don't know about that.
Excuse me!
And if you could, would you have a three-way with Seth?
If I was allowed to, yeah.
You would? Wow! If I was gay, I would totally join you guys.
Okay, James Franco will join you whether you like it or not!
So I think you could see everybody.
I want to be on that show.
Doing what, Dave?
I want to be the guy he's asking questions to on the street. Did you see when he was asking Seth Rogen to name his movies that were being acted out by mimes?
No, I did not see
that. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life. It was more Billy on the Street with Seth Rogen.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's well, check it out if you can. KevinandBean.com or KRF.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's Kevin and Bean's, yo, Internet Roundup.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
What are we wooing about?
Just the end of that song. When they
go
woo.
Okay. I didn't realize we hated that song so much.
No, no, they woo at the
end
of the song.
They say
oh,
woo.
You were in the car with them.
I was on their side.
I thought he was wooing because he hated it.
Because it was over, yeah. I thought he was just happy.
Bean's on a different planet today.
Look, I'm sitting over here eating my fruitcake and
see,
enjoying my life.
See, that's the issue right there.
Just enjoying his 2,735.
9:38, Ralph is here with a final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday morning Kevin and Bean Show, a show I think we can all agree we're glad is nearly over.
Yes.
Use your power for good. You mean in general or just today?
Just today,
oh,
I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't going to take that.
You were hoping.
Use your power for good is what we're saying. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Celebrities? Hey, celebrities, use your power for good. Be like Chris Pine. Be like mother effing Captain Kirk.
What's he doing?
Be like Steve Trevor. Wonder Woman's boinker. Right?
Well, I don't know the story yet, so.
No, let me tell you the story. Okay. And see if you agree. Chris Pine minded his own business, enjoying a quiet cup of coffee in Beverly Hills, when he notices a couple berating their poor waiter.
Oh, no.
Bullying the dude, sending back food, barking orders, until he could stand it no more. In the words of Popeye, I can stands what I stands, and I can't stands no more. And he got up, and he walked over to them and put them in their place. Talked them appropriately for their behavior.
Right.
Suggested they apologize. And apparently they did, and then quickly left the restaurant after apologizing to the waiter.
Wow.
Boom. Captain Kirk dropped some knowledge on those people. Set phasers for shut up.
And he did. I'm sorry, Ralph. Who were they berating? The waiter, right?
Yes.
The waiter.
The waiter. So isn't that nice that he stood up for that poor guy's making minimum wage just trying to serve people coffee?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I've heard really good things about Chris Pine.
He is, by all accounts, just
a dick.
No, Kevin.
The opposite.
We're saying he's a really good dude.
Does a ton of stuff for kids and for charity. He's a wonderful man.
Constantly. And a real good actor.
Real good actor.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
He is not. And let's not...
He's the man who invented Booyah.
Maybe. Maybe, though.
Let's not gloss over how dreamy he is.
Oof. Right.
Right?
Right.
Oof. Those eyes, I could get lost. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Hey, guess what? It's raining Ben again.
It's raining Ben.
What?
Hallelujah. It's raining Ben. Amen.
I thought he was out and we were on Team Nick now.
See?
I thought it rained and came and went. What happened?
Well, he was with Lauren. He chose Lauren to be his beloved forever. And then they did Ben and Lauren, the story happily beyond the story ever after behind the curtain.
Or whatever.
That's what it was called, right?
Whatever their show was.
Right.
And remember, the big news was they were in counseling because they hit a rocky patch.
Even before that, like, after show, they were in trouble, right?
No, they were in trouble during the after show. In the middle of the season of the after show.
Right, right.
We found out that they were in counseling.
Right.
And he said, I don't know if this marriage thing is a good idea.
But he met her on a reality TV show. How could it not be true?
Then they were both there for the right reasons.
But you must have missed the finale on Tuesday night.
Of?
Ben and Lauren's trip down the river of love, port of call.
I'm not watching that.
Whatever it's called. When he took his lady love aside and said, you know what? I'm going to be your husband and you're going to be Mrs. Higgins. And they renewed their vow. And now they're going to get married. How about that?
They renewed their vows
what?
And they're not even married
no,
yet?
No, their vow, their engagement vow. Their
vow,
their commitment. Their commitment to
not a thing.
Their commitment to get married. They're on their path. They're on their way.
But you
to
don't
matrimony.
You don't renew a commitment.
Listen, God damn it! Let love win.
You just don't.
Just let love win.
Stupid.
It's not stupid. They were on the midst. They were on the brink of breaking up, and they pulled back from the abyss, and now they're together
done.
Again. Ben is raining all over Lauren once again.
Oh, dear.
I give that marriage a year. Tops.
They won't make it.
They
won't make it to the altar.
They'll never even get married.
I will not
I agree.
Allow you to speak
Ralph loves love.
Of Higgles that way.
Higgles.
He's a real good dude, and I wish them the well. I wish them
the well. It's a rough day.
I wish them the well so that they never run out of water.
That is important.
It's very nice.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Sexiest man alive.
Yes.
Richest movie star in the world. Biggest, yes. Highest paid actor in the world.
And by the way, like your friend Chris Pine, another guy who does the greatest things in the world for charity and for fans, uh-huh. And just seems like the nicest dude in the world.
Real nice guy.
Yeah.
Real nice guy, except for the time he tried to pull out his teammate's tongue.
Yeah!
How nice is that? Chris Pine never tried to pull out Spock's tongue.
We've all done that, right?
Have we? It was at the University of Miami, and apparently there was a little some frustrations on the team between Johnson and a teammate named Kevin Patrick. Let me tell you the story, as Johnson told Sports Illustrated. Me and Kevin were in a coach's office. He was talking S, like always, but this time I just lost it. It was like a movie fight. The desk got turned over. Stuff was flying all over the place. We spilled out onto the weight room, still going at it. He wouldn't stop talking, so I decided to pull his tongue out. I stuffed my big old hand into his mouth, and I had a couple fingers around his tongue, but it was so damn slippery. If he had had a drier tongue, Kevin Patrick would be talking.
Oh, my God.
Right?
No.
Eventually, I gave up. The fight ended, and 2 minutes later, we were hugging each other, he said. It was so dumb. But now they're the best of friends.
Now hiring both locations.
And they're also hiring both locations.
Well, that fits.
So, before you go tell me what a nice guy Dwayne Johnson is, just remember, teeth closed at all times around Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I don't think it's still an ongoing issue.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Diesel. Or as he's known now, Vin Diesel. His tongue's missing.
Wouldn't that be the craziest story in the world if The Rock ripped Vin Diesel's tongue out of his mouth?
That'd be the best thing we ever had for us to have.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel!
That was very useful, by the way. It was unclear who we were talking about.
Celebrity birthday.
Hey, now
today.
Hiring both locations. Take it easy.
Watch him making fruitcake.
Come on. You guys get this weak stuff out of here, please.
All this weak stuff out of here.
Come on.
Oh, I just wish my brothers were alive to see this.
Right?
Meanwhile, today's celebrity birthdays. These stars all born on today, December 1. December's
Vin Diesel.
All.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
It's not his birthday.
Oh.
December 1st already, guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of the end.
The end?
2016.
Yeah.
Amongst other things. Director Woody Allen's 81 years old today. Singer Bette Midler turned 71. Our good pal, Sarah Silverman. We haven't seen her for a while.
It's been a while.
Sarah Silverman. Lovely and talented. 46 years old. Linkin Park guitarist Brad Delson celebrates his 39th birthday today. The Antwoord vocalist Yolande Visser. She's 32. Singer Janelle Monáe celebrates her 31st birthday today. Vance Joy is 29. Zoe Kravitz is 28. And singer for 21 Pilots, Tyler Joseph, celebrates his 28th birthday today. My name is Ralph Garman, and I walk the show biz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The K-Rock Acoustic Christmas 2016 tickets are sold out, but the helpful SoCal Honda dealers still want to help you get in. To find out how, you can follow them on Twitter. It is @HelpfulHonda, and you can use the hashtag WinKROQ.
Wow.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Why is Bean's favorite number 2,765?
35.
We'll talk about that. We've got Beer Mug at the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Did he talk to Santa?
He does some. Yes, he did.
Oh, can't wait.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a good
one. He also talked to Chuck E. Cheese?
He did.
That's all I care about.
He did.
That's all I care about.
And that's maybe the best one.
Did he do the Chucky?
No.
Oh,
he didn't do the Chucky.
Coward.
RJ Bell takes a look at week 13 of the NFL, and we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, along with the Bud Light backstage passes, tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.